2 degrees below, and I'm taking Rocky the dog, Cotton the Toolier, for a walk. And it's comparatively early for me. It's not even 9 o'clock in the evening. And it's just going to be too cold later on for me to bear to go out at about 11:30 at night. So, and also I feel guilty. I feel guilty that I didn't take him for a walk last night. So, I feel I really ought to be taking him out every night for his walk. And not putting the guy under some stress to get through the night. So, here we go. It is colder than I remember walking out on. But it'll clear the head. And it's Sunday evening. And there's a thing about Sunday evening clearing the head for Monday. And I just popped out in the car to buy a newspaper even. Buy a Sunday newspaper at Sunday evening. Just because there might be something in the paper which would be of interest. So I seem to be now taken around the roundabout, or around the oval on the estate, because he's expressed a strong preference for going in this particular direction. So, who am I to argue with a dog who's got 4 legs when I've got 2, and one of them's a bit wonky anyway. So, I'm waiting for an MRI scan result on my right knee. Anyway, I'm not here to moan about that. But it is cold, I tell you that. I can feel the chill descending. Yeah, there would be a lot of stuff to be scraped off in the morning. And there's nobody out. And also, none of these dogs that live in the neighbouring houses are out either. They're not out barking, defending their property against the intruders walking around. Although, actually, I've just seen somebody coming out of their house, and I don't want to talk to them. But I don't feel like talking to anybody tonight as I'm walking around. I feel like it just being man and dog. Yeah, just 2. And instead of walking on the beach as I did with him today, this is walking in an urban environment with... Oh, there's a bin for tomorrow. My bins don't go out until Thursday, so... But I think different companies collect bins on different days all the way around here. In fact, I don't think that, I know it. So, how's life? How's your life? Everything going well? It's, you never know. I imagine people listening to this will be in various states of mind, various states of well-being. It would be absolutely lovely if everybody was in the same state of well-being at the same time, but that's what diversity is, isn't it? And it's, a light. There's one of my neighbours is about to drive his car out, and it's an 06 car, 2006 car, and it's reversing out. So somebody is going somewhere in the evening. Come on, Rock. We won't pay any attention to that. We've got our job to do, which is basically to keep going. The only imperative on an evening like this, when you're walking the dog, is to keep going. Any hanging around is not good. I'm holding the iFan. I wonder if Apple could invent a fan. I did come across a thing called an iWine in Spain last summer. Yep, looked for all the world as if Apple had gone into the wine bottle business, at least. But that's all past, and we are now passing the Bewley's van. The dark night of Bewley's van. Yes, the distributor of a complete barista training service or something like that. And we are moving along briskly, heading for the wall. And I'm doing this for the good of the dog and for the good of myself. Oh, listen. Can you hear that? That's a pair of Bichon Frise, or whatever you call them. No, Rocky, we're not going near them. No, we're not. And he's quite happy to move on, actually. It's quite interesting that he doesn't insist on charging over to see those two little dogs that actually jump off the ground when you walk past them during the day. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, darkness descends. I can see no stars tonight. Not a bit of them. All I can see is the light of the street lights, which I decide this evening I dislike a lot. I dislike the street lights on the estate where I live. They annoy me. They're too strong. Mind you, if there were no street lights, I'd have another complaint, I suppose. But I'd like to be able to see. Yes, sorry, I misled everybody, including myself. There are stars. That's why it's so bloody cold. There are stars out. There's no overhanging cloud. There's nothing. Now, are you going to go do this wall, Rocky? Yeah. Good dog. Good evening. Right, on we go. That is the first time I have ever spoken to the man who lives in the last house on this part of the estate. The one closest to the wall where we head for. So perhaps that's the opening up of rapport. Perhaps that's the beginning of a new conversation. I think sometimes about having a Facebook page for the estate. And then I think, oh God, I've got enough things to do in my life. Why would I want to be trying to set up one of those? Whatever about it. Just a kind of way of people on the estate communicating with each other about things. Whatever things would be. Quite interesting to know what kind of jobs all these people do, what kind of skills they have, and even better, what kind of stories they'd all tell if we sat down and had a bit of a natter. You know, where they came from, how they got to where they are, and what they'd like to do, what they're doing. Yes. My dog seems to be intent on ignoring these creatures. He did have a good run on the beach today, but I have a strong feeling that he loves these evening walks. It may be entirely projection on my part. Maybe it's just me who loves the walks, and I think he loves us just because his tail stands up and wags a little bit from side to side, and he... Oh, there we are. Are you walking a dog? Would you like to walk a dog? Lots of people don't like dogs. They don't have them. They wouldn't dream of having them. I used to have no interest in having a dog until comparatively recently, even though I grew up with dogs, and even though I used to tell my daughter stories about dogs. Good night, good night. Chilly, isn't it?
Very chilly.
I think it's -2 was what the last I heard. Oh, yeah, so there we are. Another communication with the outside world. Yes, didn't hang around. Car walking, car driving past. Yes. My left hand is now about to lose its fingers. You know, I feel like one of these Arctic explorers who's just about to have frostbite or something. Yeah, my entire left hand in particular, which is holding the iPhone, is just freezing up. The right hand is kind of massaging the lead. So it seems to be doing something. Every now and again, the lead is pulled through my hands, so there's a little bit of friction, which is heat. But the left hand is going straight into a coal fire as soon as I get back into the house. There is actually a fire waiting in the house, I'm pleased to say. Come on, hey! Oh, I thought I'd get away with it, you know? I thought I'd actually get away with this particular evening being a long, continuous stream of legs moving. But no, we have to wait for a nose to root into the soil. Hope he doesn't get dirty. Mm-hmm. Come on, little fella. Come on. No such luck. Right. I think I actually have to give him... I think there is a requirement that he gets 30 seconds. And if I try to interrupt him and get him to move quicker than 30 seconds, I get resistance. Big shake of the head, a big shake of the head, and a big shake of the hair. He's really just a lump of hair, you know, supported by a bit of a body. So there we are, we're back home, we've done it. I've done my good deed for myself. I wish you a really, really excellent good night and great start to next week. Bye-bye.